News Talk ZB.
Eddie Rayner back with Tim Finn with a new band and a new album. Eddie Rayner with us after 8 o'clock this morning. Meantime, 23 minutes away from 8, another big dollop of socialism announced by the government. More detail on their grand unemployment insurance scheme. Essentially, if you lose your job, you get up to 80% of your income for up to 7 months. Now, there is a tax to pay for it all, 1.39% for the employee and the business. Kirk Hope from Business New Zealand. He is with us along with Oliver Hunt, which is the executive director of the New Zealand Initiative. Morning to both of you.
Morning, Mike.
You first, Kirk. Do you love it?
Look, it's an important discussion that we need to have, and that's why we wanted to be part of it. It is a discussion document, so it's not yet a policy. And I think it's really important that all New Zealanders, including businesses, have their chance to have their say. Obviously, it's a really difficult time for business right now, so that's part of the challenge, I think, is getting businesses to engage on a thing that looks like more cost. Yeah. But there are benefits for business in it, so I think it's important for businesses to engage in it.
Well, let me read you this text I got. Business New Zealand's judgment in supporting this insurance is incredulous when SMEs who he's supposedly representing are getting hammered in every direction with increased cost. Do you say what?
Yeah, no, look, exactly right. So that's why it's important that those businesses have their say. If it is going to impose additional extra cost or tax, as you put it, then it's important that people say, actually, don't do this at this particular point in time. As I said, there are benefits in the proposals for businesses, and that's why it's important for us to be part of that conversation.
Well, you talk about genuine. Is it genuine consultation hand on heart, or is it Three Waters consultation where they consult and then do it anyway?
No, it is genuine consultation. I mean, because as you rightly pointed out at the start, Mike, this does impose costs on workers and businesses. So there has to be a benefit for both of those parties in this.
Oliver, you wrote a very good piece in the Herald 7th of December. I featured it on the program at the time and I encourage people to go and read it. So you give the German situation, social insurance lessons from Germany. Is it the creep you worry about, or is the whole idea silly to start with?
Yes, actually, of course there is creep, and we've already seen creep. This started out as a discussion on redundancy payments and maybe finding a better alternative. It is already covering health and disability. Who knows what it's going to cover in the future? It might cover old age care. It might cover long service leave. It might cover some extra training time to take out. So these beasts, they grow over time. They become much more expensive over time, so there is creep in it. But the basic idea of having unemployment insurance is silly anyway, because what you basically do is you're paying for people to be unemployed. And guess what? When you pay for something, you get more of it. So any unemployment insurance scheme lifts unemployment, and that cannot be in anyone's interest. And I mean, Kirk is a good mate of mine, but on this one, he's just dead wrong.
Yeah, how come a lot of people are surprised you guys are on board, Kirk? And I can't see, first of all, I don't want it and I've got no option to opt out. Second of all, it's capped at 130,000. What about all the people who are above 130,000? And if you really wanted it, if it was such a big deal, why don't you do it yourself?
Yeah, look, all of those questions are valid. Again, it's why it's a discussion document and not a policy. The purpose for us being involved in it is to try and shape that. If the government are going to choose to go down this path, they have a pretty strong mandate and they have a big manifesto. If they're going to go down that path, it's important for business to be represented in those discussions because it will have an impact on business over time. I think, look, there are some other things that we've seen with income supports, that they do support the economy, they do support business, they do continue to enable cash flow to go through businesses, particularly in hard-hit communities where, say a large business closes, that income support continues to support other businesses in that community. So there are some things in here which I think people need to engage with, and it's really important to do so, and that's why when we wanted to be part of the conversation, I'd rather be in it than out of it.
Okay. Oliver, is anything necessary at all, or is what we do, in other words, the unemployment benefit, plenty?
I think it's very targeted. It's a very targeted scheme and it works, and there's absolutely no need to introduce anything, let alone at a time when we've got 3.2% unemployment and when we've got massive cost of living pressures. I mean, if you ask the average New Zealand full-time earner, would you rather like to pay $1,500 per year into this new scheme, or would you rather like to have this in your pocket? I can tell you that the majority of employees would probably rather want to have an income boost rather than paying into a political scheme that will be really really at the discretion of politicians, and it will over time develop into a political slush fund. So I cannot see why this should be in anyone's interest, let alone the members of the CTU, but I can't even see why it would be in the interest of business. If they thought they are avoiding some redundancy provisions in the future, well, it would be the equivalent of amputating your leg because you've got an ingrown toenail. It doesn't make any sense because it will just increase cost of actually employing people. It would make unemployment much more likely at a time when we can least afford that.
And I assume that's what you're going to be telling the government in your submission, and I'm assuming you're submitting. Do you believe they listen, or do you believe this is a foregone conclusion?
I'm not quite sure whether they will listen, but I think the points that we are making are exactly the right ones, and I hope that many more people and many more businesses will also make the same points, and that ordinary people, income earners, will realise that this is just another tax that they will not benefit from, and that actually doesn't improve their situation in the workplace. It actually makes it much more likely for them actually to be unemployed and then to struggle to actually find another job later on.
Good to have you guys on the program. Appreciate it. I'm sure we'll talk about it again. Oliver Hartwidge and Kirk Hope. The other thing is not coming until the end of 2023, next year, which is election year. And if the pressure goes on, you've got to wonder, given the performance of this government, whether they'll ever actually put it up. If the polls turn really ugly, I wonder if they'll back out on it. Anyway, Oliver's piece in the Herald, just as a price, is a couple of numbers he gives in the German situation. The average German employee, the average in German German employees pay is 28,600 in taxes and social insurance levies, 28,600. The employer pays additional social security contributions of $19,000. So in sum, the average employee will cost the employer 58,000 euros, have a gross salary of 47,000 euros, receive a net income of 29,890 euros. They just grow and grow and grow. Look it up. It was in the Herald, Oliver Hartwidge, Social Insurance Lessons from Germany. 17 minutes away from 8.